The quiet courage of a disciple. Some gospel passages, like today's, remind me more clearly than others of the cost of following Christ. The story of John the Baptist's death is filled with the perils of witnessing to God's love and mercy in the face of the world's pride, pressure, and ignorance. Not exactly the kind of scripture you curl up with and say, ah, yes, this feels comforting, yet maybe that's exactly why we need it. I remember many moments in my life when I felt that uncomfortable nudge to speak truth despite the possible death of a relationship. It wasn't anything dramatic. No royal court or true life or death consequences. But it felt big to me. In the end, I needed to do what kept me right with God. Even though not every conversation ended in reconciliation, I trust that I responded as God was asking me to. Every familiar tug to my heart to choose God over the world is a quiet invitation. Trust me more than your comfort. That's where this gospel meets me. Herod Antipas knew the truth. Scripture tells us he respected John, even liked listening to him. But when the pressure was on, he chose saving face over doing what was right. If I'm honest, I've been there too. And I am confident that everyone reading this has been there. Maybe not in grand, headline-making ways, but in small, everyday moments. Staying silent. Avoiding awkwardness. Choosing approval over obedience. John the Baptist, though, lived differently. His courage wasn't about being loud, it was about being faithful. John understood who he was, and even more importantly, who he was in God. Even in Elizabeth's womb, the invitation to live that way presents itself every day, whether in person or in our interactions online, not to seek out dramatic moments of bravery, but to embrace daily courage. For as the scripture says, "For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but lose their soul?" Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. About the author. Allison Gingras, www.reconciledtoyou.com, shares an everyday Catholic faith with humor and honesty. Her writing includes The Handy Little Guide to Novenas, OSV, Encountering Signs of Faith, Ave Maria Press, The Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women, OSV, and her newest book, Jesus Heals, OSV, published in 2025. Allison is the Director of Digital Evangelization for Family Rosary USA.